I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm asking you, how are you spending your time? Really, honestly, how do you spend your day-to-day time? You know, I didn't realize till the other day I was sitting watching the orchestra play, and I got there and I sat down on my seat, and you know, I don't know about you, but I run late to some things often, right? And so I was running late to the orchestra performance, and you're going a million miles an hour to get there, and you finally get there and you sit down and it's like this really slow music that they're playing, right? And you got to kind of decompress and you got to slow it down. You got to figure it out. You got to get all in the groove. And I realized, I was like, wow, you know, to some degree, there's a lot of things we're doing in our life that may or may not have meaning. And it kind of hit me. And I had to write it down because I said, you know, every hour of our day to some degree needs to be accounted for. I mean, how many times does somebody ask you, what did you do last weekend? And you don't remember. Okay. Good question, right? Because I've had that happen to me. I've had that happen to me like last month. I didn't even remember what I did. Somebody said, what did you do on Friday? I was like, oh my God, for real? I don't have any idea. And what I'm saying is a lot of times we don't put a lot of thought into what we're doing in our day-to-day life. We're not really focusing on the value that we need to be producing out of our time. But also, a lot of times we end up what? We go through the motions, okay? We're going through the motions. We're doing things that maybe we're putting a lot of time into that we don't need. On the flip-flop, sometimes we may be actually putting time into things that are antithetical to our value. Things that might get in the way of finding our true value and things that will get in the way of our success. You know, I thought it was interesting because I really figured that our time, we either devalue our life based on what we're doing with our time, meaning we devalue the time. We do things that are wasting time. We do things that are time sucking. We do things in the middle. They're neither devaluing or valuing. So it's just kind of somewhere in the middle. You know, it's not, we're kind of just, you know, we're kind of staying in the same place. So we're not going backwards, but we're also not going forward. And then last but not least, we actually spend time doing things that we actually find value in and that bring value to our life. So let's start the conversation. Let's start today's show with discussing the devaluing stuff, the stuff that actually we're doing that's devaluing us, the stuff that's wasting our time, that's time sucking, the things that we look back and we go, God, I wish I could just get back those 3 hours of my life, but that's never going to happen. I mean, those are the things that you say, man, I really wasted my time doing that. And so first off, I want to talk about worrying about what others think about you. Okay. I think a lot of us, and I include myself in that, worry about what others are thinking. My God, what are they thinking about me? You know, I hope they care about me. I hope they're my good friend, you know, that kind of sort of thing. And we get all wrapped up into what somebody thinks about us, right? What do they think about us? Are they our friends? Do they care about us? Do they think we're this? Do they think we're that? And we get wrapped up in that. And I think that that's devaluing our life. Okay. It's that huge aspect of many of our lives that we can spend large amounts of time worrying about what others think, We worry about that. We want to impress other people. We want to make them like us, right? I mean, we all want to make people like us. We all want to be liked. It's like, you know, being popular is not a bad thing, right? I mean, that's what we were raised to be. We were raised to, you know, when you were in middle school and high school, you know, the popular kids. Everybody wanted to be the popular kids. You know, one thing we'll never know how someone actually thinks, though, about us. And that's something that I really want to talk about right now is we're worried about what others think. But we're never going to know what they think unless they actually tell us what they think. And even when they tell us what they think, is that the honest truth or is that something that's been created, modified, or made up? And the only way we're ever going to know is if you're a full-on psychic. If you're a full-on psychic and you have that mind-reading abilities, you're going to know unless what? Unless the person confides with you and tells you how they feel about you and think about you. But it's not just about what they're saying about how they think about you. It's what they do. It's their actions, right? Actions speak louder than words. But unfortunately, we spend large amounts of our time thinking about what others think about us. And what does that do? It lowers our self-esteem. It lowers our self-worth. And it makes us question ourselves. You know, I don't know about you, but I know many of you listeners out there, you understand what I'm talking about. Being worried about what other people think. And I've worked really hard to get past that in most of my life. And, you know, occasionally you'll stumble into those insecure feelings in life. You stumble into that and it makes you kind of go back into that old way of thinking, you know, oh, I hope that they like me or whatever. But I've realized that all that time that we worry about that, it's just devaluing our time and it's sucking away the time that we have here on this planet. Another thing that we do that devalues our time is that we have a tendency of comparing ourselves to other people. And I don't know about you, but I've been observing so much of this lately, and it's not like it's ever not been around. You know what I'm saying? For the beginning of time until now, even back in caveman time, people compared themselves to other people. You know, did so-and-so have a bigger cave than me? You know, what about horses? When people rode horses, you know, and they had cattle and there was no cars. Well, somebody has more horses than me. You see what I'm saying? Like, there's all these things that we compare ourselves, or so-and-so's got a better-looking wife or a better-looking husband or a better family. All this stuff is comparing ourselves to other people, and this is a huge waste of time. And I've been guilty of it myself, okay? I've been guilty of it myself. And I find that social media, to some degree, is a good proponent of this. Because you look at other people's pictures, you look at their posts, you look at the stuff that they post on social media, and you what? You compare yourself to those people. And a lot of times we don't realize that it's the highlight reel, right? It's the highlight reel. It's the highlight reel that we're comparing ourselves to. And we get so caught up in that, looking at people's pictures and posts and really seeing their best foot forward. But in reality, we're actually comparing our worst day to that. And I find that a huge waste of time, and I find that devaluing our time on this planet. But it's something that I believe that we have innately within us. Like, it's something that we as human beings, like, there's something almost like on a cellular level that comes with it. And I think it's based on the fact that this world is based on, you know, a financial basis, right? About money, finances. And I think that because it's based on that, there's always going to be people that have more money. There's always going to be people that have a better car, a better house, better friends, more famous, all this kind of stuff. And we have a tendency of questioning our position in life and then comparing our position to other people. And I find it a complete devaluation of our life, but it's something that many of us do all the time. You know, another thing that I find that we often get stuck in doing, and that is disrespecting ourselves, right? We have a tendency of disrespecting ourselves, of doing things that we would not necessarily do if we felt really good about ourselves or we felt good about our position in life. You know, whether it's drugs or alcohol or abusive relationships, that I find very interesting that we have a tendency of not valuing ourselves. And so we might choose the bad boy, right? You know, how many people have chosen the bad boy or the bad girl to date or to get married to? We might stay in that abusive relationship, whether it's physical, mental, verbal, or a combination of that. And I think a lot of times people stay in it because they feel like they deserve it. But better yet, I think a lot of times, too, they are scared that they won't get anybody else. Okay? If I leave this person, is anybody else going to love me? Is this going to happen for me? And I think that that's a big thing, too. But also, a lot of us and a lot of people have and can continue to do is to stay in those abusive relationships, to stay in them for long periods of time. And what happens when we stay in an abusive relationship for a long period of time? Well, you know what? Our self-esteem is at a complete low. Our ability to do for ourselves is at a complete low. And we've almost numbed ourselves to the situation because we've stayed in that routine for so long. And that can be a real problem because we basically got to dig ourselves from that hole and pull ourselves out of that hole, dust ourselves off, and figure out what we're going to do next. And we'll talk more about that later on in the hour, about actually doing things that value ourselves, that show ourselves value, that show ourselves that we care. But we're really focusing on these three things right now because I really want to talk about that. When I come back from break, I'm going to talk more about how we have a tendency of disrespecting ourselves, how we get ourselves into circumstances and situations that directly correlate to not doing of our highest good, to really getting into those relationships that aren't good for us. After that, I'd like to talk about being in the neither devaluing or valuing situation. And then toward the end of the hour, we'll talk about how you can actually value your time on this planet, how to get the most out of it, and how to really use every minute to something powerful and successful. If you haven't already, check out my website, AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBERGES.com, and also check out YouTube. Go to YouTube and search Ashley Burgess, BERGES. I put up new videos every week on relationships, on abuse, on overcoming narcissism, dealing with borderline personality disorder, and a lot of things in between. So stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Your old dog got a hitch in their giddy up. They may be suffering from inflammation and joint pain. Help them out and give them all natural Precious Paws. It's vet approved and has no dangerous side effects. Get nature's most powerful blend in one beef flavored tablet. It's available on Amazon. Give your dog the relief they deserve. Give them Precious Paws. They do it for you. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, or go to our website at PreciousPawsHealth.com. That's PreciousPawsHealth.com.
Are you looking for a new show to watch? Love seeing celebrities talk about their real life stuff instead of just hearing like popcorn questions about how much money they made at the box office last year? Don't you like to actually hear real conversations and see your celebrities really talking about real hard-hitting issues? Look no further. The Celebrity Perspective on Amazon Prime. Just search for The Celebrity Perspective on Amazon. If you're not an Amazon Prime member, you can take a 30-day trial and watch the show for free. The Celebrity Perspective with Ashley Burgess on Amazon Prime.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today.
800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm talking about spending our time, how we're actually spending our time, what we're doing with our time, how we're either devaluing, not valuing, or actually valuing our time, and how to eventually get the most out of being on this planet and use every minute of every hour for a purpose. Right before the break, I was talking about the ways that we devalue our time, the ways that we waste our time, and how we do that. And I was talking about either worrying about what other people think, what they think about you, comparing yourself to others, which I have done a lot, or disrespecting yourself. And I think a lot of this stuff goes hand in hand because we couldn't have the utmost respect for ourselves and still compare ourselves to others, right? We can't really have the utmost respect for ourselves and worry about what other people are thinking about us. And it's very interesting because everything kind of goes hand in hand. It all goes with self-esteem. It all goes with how we feel about ourselves. And so I was talking about disrespecting yourself and how a lot of times we have a tendency of getting into relationships that are disrespectful because we don't respect ourselves. Whether that's an abusive relationship, you know, you're either married or with a boyfriend or girlfriend who abuses you either physically or emotionally or mentally or a combination thereof. And, you know, we've maybe chosen the wrong guy or the wrong girl. Or maybe we have a tendency to turn to drugs or alcohol to numb our feelings and to escape our life. These techniques of disrespecting ourselves are not really original, right? They've been around for a long time, but they are truly effective. And we can spend large amount of times of going down that wrong path. I mean, many of us have gone down that path where you go down that path and it's hard to see the forest through the trees because you've done it for so long. It's just the way of life. And when you begin to go down that path of self-numbing and self-medicating and that sort of thing, based on the fact that you don't feel good enough about yourself, you have a low self-esteem, you don't feel adequate, you know, the list goes on, that stuff just like, it just steamrolls. It just steamrolls right over you. And for anybody out there that's going through that process, it's time to step up to the plate and realize your value. And I know it's hard because probably a lot of people in your life have told you that you're not worth anything, that you don't have value, that you're worthless. And what I'm here to tell you right now on Live Your True Life Perspectives is everybody has a reason to be here. And everybody does something better than everybody else on the planet. Okay, so you definitely have value. And your value is very important. And when you finally begin to see that value and you finally get to just see a glimpse of it, just a little bit of it, just something, you can run with that. And I believe that that's what kind of, it starts the flame of realizing that we're here for a reason. Okay, we're all here for a reason, and there is something that we are to accomplish, and there's a lot of stuff that we need to learn about ourselves in the process, and it can be a very tough journey for many of us. A lot of us have to learn the hard way, okay? But that's okay, But that's okay, because we came into this world to learn something, to live this life. And it might not be like the other people that you know in your life. There's other people that you might say, oh, they have a lot easier life, or their life is different than mine. You know, you look at them and they're like, God, everything seems to have been given to them. My life has been challenging and difficult, or vice versa. And what I found is that when we begin to compare ourselves to other people, it just really hurts us. It really does hurt us, because we're really kind of stopping our life, standing on the sideline and watching other people live their life, and then comparing our worst situations, our lowest of lowest times, to normally their highest times, because you're looking at them usually on social media nowadays. I mean, not many people are saying, hey, yeah, come over here and watch me at my house with my family. We're just making assumptions on what their life is like, and then we're just assuming that our life isn't as good, okay? And I find it very interesting, because I think many of us fall into this category, because it's really hard not to. It's really hard not to. And I remember, I guess it was a couple years back, and I was looking at Instagram, and I was very happy for some people, just like wonderful times. You know, somebody had just had a baby, and there's some really neat stuff going on, and that was really cool. That's really cool to experience. I like to experience it in person, but, you know, hey, I guess it's the second best, right? But then you start looking at some posts, and it begins to make you question your own reality. And I think that's when we kind of get off from the fact of I care, or I want the best for this person, you begin to internalize what you're seeing, and then you begin to turn it around on yourself and say, well, then if I don't have that, I'm not good enough. And that's something that I find is devaluing our life, because we're spending time looking at these different outlets, and then instead of rejoicing for someone else or just seeing it as, you know, a social media platform, we end up devaluing our own life and wondering what's happening to ourselves. You know, so think about it. If we're doing that type of devaluation, we are using a lot of our time, a lot of our mind share to think about that kind of stuff. So what happens when we're not devaluing? Well, I feel like many of us live in a life where we're somewhere in the middle most of the time. So we're not devaluing most of the time. And that could come in and out of the cycle of our day or our week. But most of the time, we're neither devaluing or valuing. What we're doing is we're kind of going through the motions, okay? You know, it's interesting, because, you know, you ask somebody, you know, how their day's going, and most people say what? Same, different day, okay? Okay. But that doesn't sound like a really enriching life. And I think many of us are going through the motions. We get up in the morning, the alarm clock goes off, we're tired, we're exhausted, we get up in the morning. Many people drink coffee, right? You're drinking your coffee, you're drinking your Red Bull, you're drinking your energy drinks. Some of you don't drink coffee, I get it, but most of you are. You get up, you get a shower, you get ready, you get in the car and you head to work. And it's the same as it was the day before. And you go through that process, and you take your lunch break, if you get one, if you're lucky, and you feel like it's just the same old, same old, same old, different day. And I feel that many of us are going through this busy routine, okay? We have a lot of responsibilities, a lot of duties. Many of you have children that you have to take them from one practice to another practice. Maybe you take turns picking up the kids. Your spouse takes turns picking up the kids, or taking them to some sort of like softball practice, baseball practice, whatever the practice is. And so you got that combination with the work combination. You know, you're about to blow your, you know, you're about to blow your top, because you got all this stuff going on, and you're wondering, when is the good time's going to come in my life? You know, I know that I'm not getting any younger, right? So when are the good times going to come in my life? And I feel like sometimes we have so much busy stuff going on in our life. We have so much happening, and it's coming at us at such a rapid rate, not to mention all the news that we ingest and all the media that we ingest about everything that's happening all at one time, whether it's, this or that or that. And we get overwhelmed because we have that looming over us too. And then we're thinking, where's the downtime? But I don't want to just sleep in my downtime. Time. I want to enjoy life. And so I find us that we're in this busy mode. We're in this busy mode. And so that's the work busy mode. That's the responsibility busy mode. But I also feel like we're really busy trying to fix other people in our life too. Have you found that out? You know, as a therapist, I have a lot of clients that come into my office, and, you know, each one is unique and different. But what I found is a lot of folks, it's kind of like there's somebody in their life that needs help, whether it's a family member or a friend or a boyfriend or girlfriend, and that's fine, and we can talk about that. But a lot of times we don't realize that people mirror us to some degree. And that sometimes the stuff that connects with us the harshest, the stuff that really irritates us the most, might have something to do with who we are at our core. I also find that sometimes we are busy trying to fix our family or our best friends. And that's an interesting thing, too. You know, you're trying to help somebody, but you know what? They really don't really want your help. And the reason why I often know that is because until somebody tells you and says, please, I need your help, will you help me? Or please, I need your advice, please help me figure out what to do. If they haven't told you that, then they're not looking for your help. But a lot of times we're there to try to help everybody, even though we need to be really focusing on ourselves and figuring out what we need to be doing to better ourselves. But better yet, you know, a lot of times too, it's kind of really focusing on how can I be a service, but how can I be a service and not change someone's karma? I mean, not get in the way of their karma, not get in the way of their life. And I find that very interesting. That we have that tendency of also trying to what? Trying to save another person. Trying to be the savior of somebody else. Okay. There's a lot of folks out there who have gotten married, who are in relationships right now, even friendship relationships, where they got into the relationship because they wanted to do what? They wanted to save the other person. They wanted to save the other person because they felt like they could help them. They could save them. They wanted to scoop them up, be there, be the, you know, be just everything to them. And the interesting part of that is what I find often when that happens in a relationship is later on the person that has been saved, right, is upset about it. Because maybe at the beginning, they felt that that person could save them or help them or some degree. But then later on, they get upset about it. They didn't want to be saved. And you know why? It's because they needed to go on their own to live their own life. Stay tuned when I return. I'll be talking more about how we spend our time and live your true life perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Attention! Are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been asking the question, how are you spending your time? Are you devaluing? Are you non-devaluing or valuing? Or are you actually taking the value of your time and making the most you can for every minute of every hour? You know, I was talking right before the break about how we have a tendency of being busy in our life. We're being busy in our life. We're constantly having all these responsibilities. But a lot of times we have a tendency of doing what? It's like we're kind of running this race, but there's really no outcome. It seems like we're just trying to run faster and faster and faster. And we're kind of going in the same circle. We have the same responsibilities. We have the same duties. And often we feel as though we're kind of stuck. That's why I think people call it the rat race, right? We kind of get stuck, and it's almost like we're not getting the value. We're not sucking the marrow out of life. And I find that we can be busy, just really busy. I mean, how often have you heard people say, I'm so busy, I'm so busy, I'm just so busy? Well, yeah, they're busy, but it's like, at what point in time do we stop being busy and start accounting for what we need to do in life and trying to make some time to do the things that matter? It's a big deal. You know, and I think it's something that we need to do. We'll be talking about this later on in the hour. But, you know, when we're talking about being busy, there's also a time where we're being busy trying to fix other people, trying to fix other people and other people's problems, trying to be their savior. Okay. And I know I've met a ton of people that have gotten to the savior role. They're trying to be the knight in shining armor or the woman in shining armor that wants to help and wants to do everything. And oftentimes in those relationships, the spouse or the girlfriend or boyfriend, they're upset with it. They don't want that. It's the opposite of what they want because they feel like they've been stifled. They feel like they haven't been able to make their own decisions one way or another. It's just, it ends up backfiring oftentimes, okay? And sometimes with a friend or a family member, when you want to fix them, you want to save them, you want to help them, remember, they need to want to get help first off. It's kind of like the idea of somebody that's an alcoholic or a drug addict. Until they agree that they actually want to get off the drug or stop drinking, there's not much you can do. I mean, think about it. You can get them in a facility where they hold them for maybe 48 hours. You can do this, you can do that. But in the end, if they're over a certain age, they got to make that decision on their own. Okay. And it's the same with saving people, is that people have to want to do something for themselves. And what I found is that when you step back and allow people to do something for themselves, they'll either do it or they won't. They'll either fall down to rock bottom or they won't. But there's got to be something that catapults them into understanding their value. Okay? And if not, unfortunately, there's not much you can say or do. Because if somebody doesn't know something to be true or real, they can't act from that position. Okay? I can only see within you what I have within me. Does that make sense? I can only see within you what I have within me. So, you know, if you're an honest and straightforward person and a genuine giving person, you can see that in another person. If you're not, then you're not going to be able to see that in somebody else. You know, it's the same thing. And also, sometimes we have to step back too and realize that many of us learn our lessons the hard way. I know I did. And there's not much that somebody could have taught me or told me without me having to go through that process. Okay, when I was younger, I had to learn the hard way. Okay, hard-headed, very hard-headed. And I feel that a lot of times we don't let other people figure that out. We're too scared. Some of us with our children, we're too scared to let them try to figure that out. We worry about that when in reality, if we just step back and let them live to some degree, they should be able to find the answers. And I'm not saying that, you know, you step back and watch somebody in peril. But what I am saying is to some degree, we have to let people live their life. We have to let people live their life. We have to let people make mistakes because people are going to make mistakes. We all made mistakes, and we got to let people go through that process and come out the other side and learn the lessons so that they can take that into the rest of their life. You know, another thing that we do when we're not devaluing, but we're also not valuing, is we're working, but we're also having a tendency of working to be better than others. Like the philosophy and the thought process of being better than we were yesterday hasn't come into our thought process yet. And we have a tendency of trying to outcompete other people, whether it's in the workforce or friends or whatever it is. And that tendency to do that is it's an unending cycle. Okay. I don't know if you've ever seen if you've ever had a pet gerbil and you have the big tank, you know, and inside that tank, the gerbil's got one of those little wheels. It's either made out of plastic or it's made out of metal or tin or whatever it's made out of. And the gerbil's on the little, he's on the little wheel and he's doing his thing. And it's exercise, right? And I had some gerbils when I was in high school. I had some gerbils and I ended up bringing them back to the pet store. I was going to release them in the wild, but I knew better. But anyway, I brought them back. But they were cute. They were really cute, but I didn't realize they were going to multiply. I thought they separated the men and the women, and obviously they hadn't done that properly. But anyway, going back to what we're talking about, you're on that wheel. So the gerbil's on the wheel or the hamster's on the wheel, and that's kind of like what it is when we're working to be better than others. Because we're never going to get there. There's always going to be somebody that's more successful in our mind, that has more money than we have, that's got a better family than we have. All those thoughts that go into our head when we are what? When we are kind of absorbed, but we're also having that lack of self-esteem, but we're also buying into the bill of goods, right? We're buying into that bill of goods that we've been taught that we should do, that we should compete with one another financially, mentally, physically, emotionally, all those things. You know, look at half the TV shows on TV where people are competing against one another, you know, lying and cheating and whatever they're having to do, especially with some of those game shows, you know, where they got to turn everybody onto one another and tell them lies and do this and do that to try to get the money and all that kind of stuff. So it's a divide and conquer situation. You see what I'm saying? And so we watch it on TV all the time. We watch the divide and conquer, and that's always interesting. And so we actually use that into our daily life because it's hard to compartmentalize the stuff that we watch all the time and the stuff that we see all the time. And so that is definitely not a valuation of our life. And we can kind of fall into that trap because it's easy. Even the best of the best of the best of people can fall into this trap. Because it's kind of the way that the world works to some degree. And for us to really value our life, we kind of got to step back out of that. We got to live within our society and the confines of society. But at the same point, we've got to be aware. Awareness is key. When we're aware of certain factors that exist in life, then we're able to be more prepared to deal with them. And dealing with it effectively is really important. Dealing with it effectively and true to oneself is how we have to deal with it to make it through to the other side, to keep ourselves intact, holistic, whole, to keep ourselves whole, you know, and to be able to move through these situations in life. You know, another thing that we do that doesn't devalue but doesn't value as well is we're doing a lot. We're doing a lot. What we think we need to be doing, what we think we need to be doing, what we need to be doing right now. I need to be doing this, 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 this. I need to be here. I need to be there. I need to do this. I need to do that. And it's like we're just trying to stay afloat with all the stuff that we're doing. And sometimes we got to stop doing and we got to start being. And when we become in that process, okay, I'm doing, but now I'm going to be this. I'm going to be in that moment. I'm not going to do. I'm going to be. We can actually spend some time actually being in the moment. We can still be doing stuff. It's not like all of a sudden, yep, you gotta put a stop down, you gotta sit down, you gotta get in a meditation mode, and we're gonna sit down and we're gonna do some kundalini yoga. No, I'm talking about the fact that we can still do stuff, we can still participate, but it's the way that we participate in the doing that's so important. It's the same as working every day. When we show up to work and we do our thing, it's the same thing. Is how much of that are we being mindful? How much of that are we being in the moment? Even if we're kind of bored. You know, even if you're kind of bored and you're like, this is not exactly what I want to be doing, but I'm doing it. And so what I've realized that is there's just certain things that I don't necessarily want to do, but depending on the way I feel about it directly relates to my work, and it also directly relates to my mental stance and how I feel and my heart rate and all that good stuff, you know? I mean, it's all directly related. And if I whistle while I work instead of just belly aching the whole time, it's a totally different story. Because usually when I'm whistling about it, I'll find the value in it that I wouldn't have found otherwise. I wouldn't have found it otherwise. And when you find that value, you hold on to that and you go, okay, that's what I was going to learn today. Or that's the thing, or that's the, you know, that's the sprinkles on top. And sometimes it could be something very small. Okay, sometimes it can be something very small because sometimes, you know, jobs are boring and but you meet somebody in the process or something happens that there's a silver lining to something and there's a bigger reason behind it. And if we're in that mood to see that, then we get it. If we're not in the mood to see it, it goes right by us. When I return, I'll be talking about what we do value and how to get the most out of every moment of your day and how to be accountable for that and be able to look back at that time and really appreciate what you were able to accomplish in those moments. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Well, you know it. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Help your aging dog regain their flexibility and mobility they had when they were young. Give them all-natural Precious Paws hip and joint relief to reduce inflammation and feel better with no dangerous side effects. Works for working dogs and injured dogs, too. It's vet-approved and available on Amazon. Give your dog the relief they deserve. Give them Precious Paws. They'd do it for you. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, or go to our website at PreciousPawsHealth.com.
Are you dealing with a spouse who you suspect or has been diagnosed with borderline personality disorder? Are you unsure of what to do and feel as though you're walking on broken glass? Need direction to proceed with your life? I specialize in working with BPD and the victims of it. Go to AshleyBurgess.com, click on the contact page, and send me a message. I'll respond within 24 hours, and we'll set up our first session together so that you can get some true and authentic perspective.
Hey, Dad, want to shoot some hoops?
In a bit, buddy. I promise.
Allegra knows that allergy symptoms can get in the way of enjoying the moment.
I'll just play by myself.
For outdoor and indoor allergies, get Allegra. It's the fastest, non-drowsy allergy relief. It starts working in 1 hour, helping you break through your worst allergy symptoms with continuous 24-hour relief.
Yes!
Great shot, buddy. Let's play another game.
You're on, Dad.
Get Allegra and get back to the moment. Among single-ingredient OTC-branded oral antihistamines. Use as directed.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate limescale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
You could be my luck.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Be safe and sound.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been examining how we spend our time. Are we spending it wisely, or are we devaluing it and not even realizing it? You know, right before the break, I was talking about how a lot of times we find ourselves just doing. We're doing stuff. We're constantly doing stuff. We're doing, doing, going through the motions, going through the process, but we're not really happy with doing it. We're not whistling while we're working. Instead, we're, oh, I gotta do this. I can't believe I have to do this. And so we're finding all the problems with what we're doing. And it just a slight change of going from doing to being and being in that moment and trying to find that silver lining, that nugget, even if it's one of the most boring things you do at work, you'll be amazed as to, I don't know, kind of just like the light that's going to go off, you know, in your brain. You're going to see some stuff about your day-to-day life that you're going to be like, wow, I didn't even know that that was there. Or I didn't even know that that was part of the experience. Or, wow, that came out of the middle of nowhere and that was pretty cool. Or better yet, you know what? I'm just going to take pride in what I'm doing. I'm going to take pride in what I'm doing. I'm not going to devalue myself. I'm going to take pride in what I'm doing and take my time and do what I need to do. So now I want to talk about how we can value our time. You know, we can value our time, and the way we value our time, first off, is by working on ourselves, right? Working on ourselves, actually caring about who we are, caring about our process, caring about our growth, caring about getting to know who we are. The most important relationship that you'll ever have is with yourself. I say it once, and I say it again. I say it on every show. The most important relationship that you'll ever have is with yourself. And why is that? We come in this world on our own and we leave on our own. So that's got to be one reason, okay? Otherwise, we'd come in with different armies of people or groups of people or, I don't know, you come in with a freaking class of people. Who knows? But you come in on your own. There's a reason for it. Another thing is that when we get to know ourselves and we know ourselves well, what happens? It directly correlates to understanding how to know other people. Okay, because we understand how we tick or why we tick or why we're going this direction. And so then we understand why another person might say something or do something a certain way. But once we know the ins and outs of ourselves, we can directly relate that to the rest of our life. And we can use our time wisely on this planet to maximize our time to understand who we are, to begin to unconditionally love ourselves after we deal with all our pain and suffering and past pains. You know, dealing with maybe perhaps the way you were raised, overcoming abuse in your past. There's a lot of things that go on there, abandonment issues, and the list goes on, but being able to work through that. Because I don't think anybody on this planet was given an easy way, okay, to some degree. Even though to some degree from the outside looking in, we might feel that somebody has an easier life than us. I just can't think that you can compare that because we just don't know. But what I do know is everybody's going through something, several somethings. And so when we work on ourselves and we really put ourselves out there to really find out who we are, we get a lot of value from that. Okay, we get a lot. It's the best thing you can do in your whole life is get to know who you are now. Don't wait. And some of you might say, oh, well, you know what? I'm at this age, and so I'm too old to get to know who I am. If you're not dead, you're not too old. Okay? Because in the end, the only thing that you're going to really regret is not getting to do what you wanted to do, not getting to understand who you are, putting yourself on the back burner, devaluing yourself, and you're going to have a lot of regret around that. And until you work on yourself, you can't overcome that regret. Okay? And that's one of the things that I really work with my clients on, is finding out who they are and being able to get to the core of who they are and understanding and not doing this over a long period of time. It's about getting there as fast as we can, because I want people to live their life and begin to live their life as fast as possible and overcome some of these things that have been holding these back and the hangups that have been holding them back and the regret that's been holding them back and all this anger and hostility and all this stuff that gets stuck in there and figure out what that is and work on self to figure out why it's there, to let it go, to forgive the people involved and forgive yourself to move on and to find that unconditional love. And it does wonders. And I know some people go, well, that's a quick way of doing it. Well, I put things in a nutshell very quickly. We don't have a lot of time left on the show, but I've talked about it in many of my videos on YouTube. I talk about it on my website a lot. And I talk about when I'm on the show is that working on yourself is the most important thing you can do. Okay. It's the, you know, besides, you know, instead of buying shoes and buying this, actually spending time on yourself to understand what makes you tick and to understand how to love yourself is, well, it's very powerful. It's the most powerful thing you can do, period. You know, another thing you can do to really use the time wisely and to use it and make it valuable is to seeing other people's perspectives. Okay. You know, it's to see another person's perspectives. And how do we do that? We use a lot of empathy too, as well. And to realize that, you know what, we can learn from everybody to some degree something. But I think a lot of times too is that when you're able to actually see someone else's perspective, you've actually gone through your lifetime so far of what you've lived. You've gone through the good and the bad times and the times that you might not necessarily want to repeat to everybody, you know, the tough times, the hard times, learning the hard way, all that in between. But at the same time, you become empathetic and you become awesome to other people that are going through it. It's not judging someone, right? It's actually accepting them and offering them any help or guidance if they ask for it. But I feel that once we begin to work on ourselves and get us right, and that's a daily process. That's not like, hey, I did it yesterday and I'm done. Yeah, working on yourself is a constant thing. It's a minute to minute, second to second thing. But once we've really worked on ourselves a lot, the really cool thing is we see other people's perspectives and they don't anger us. And we allow other people to have other thoughts and ideas. And we can accept them. We might not like it. It might not be our idea, but we accept them to have those ideas because we respect their freedom to have it. But also the empathy. You know, a lot of times people make judgment calls on other people. Oh, they do this or they do that or they smoke or they drink or they do this or whatever it is. But when you've gone through it in your past or you understand how easy it is to fall prey to that, then you have empathy and support for those people, for that person, and you actually care. And that goes a long way to really valuing your life and to really using that time right, because you know what? It's always nice to have someone that actually cares about you, that is not judging you, and actually genuinely cares if you need help or not. You know, I see folks that are going through tough times, and I understand. I understand where you're at. Is there anything I can do to help you? I've been through a process like this, and I understand. And, you know, I let them just talk because they have somebody to actually talk to and to connect with that's not going to judge them, that's not going to sit there and say, oh, you're so bad, you're so bad. Instead, hey, you know what? You're human. A lot of us go through this. Let's talk it out. Let's work through it. And you know what? I think you're going to see the forest through the trees and life's going to begin to get better. Last but not least is making positive change. I think anybody and everybody can make positive change in their life if they allow it. If you allow yourself to make that change and get out of the comfort zone that is no longer comfortable, it's a bed of nails now. When you allow yourself to jump out of that and begin to make positive changes in your life, you're becoming more successful and you're actually valuing your time on this planet and making the most of it. I hope this show has helped. And remember, value your time. We have a certain amount of time on this planet, and it's up to you to how you use it. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in. I'll be back this time in three shakes.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.